Well, welcome back to Hunter Logan and Mike. I'm Hunter Logan. People want what you got for nothing. I have found this to be true. In this episode, I don't want to sound self-aggrandizing. I really don't. But I'm going to speak some truth. That's why I call it unmiked. The truth of the matter is, HLE Radio has been the first to do a lot of things. And trademarking the Christian Country Countdown and trademarking the Christian Country Hall of Fame. These are things that were done because I didn't want to see this genre have 30 different Hall of Fames and 30 different countdowns. So yes, there are some different countdowns, but not Christian Country Countdown. There's a different countdown every day of the week, but there's not a Christian Country Countdown. Because you can't do Christian and country together. You can't do something Christian, something country. You got to put something in between it to have it. Same with the Hall of Fame. You can't have the something Christian Country Hall of Fame. You can't have the HLE Christian Country Hall of Fame. You can't have that. Can't have the Bob's Christian Country Music Hall of Fame. You can't have that. It's infringement on copyright and a trademark. And that's registered with the Library of Congress and the Trademark and Patent Office. We own that. So, along with a few other patented trademarks like the Christian Country Cafe and the Christian Country Jukebox and the Home of Christian Country. Those are all things that are trademarked. Now, if you listen to season 8, episode 10, which was the last episode, you know that it was the end of an era. And at that point, I was trying to sell the countdown and the Hall of Fame, because I really didn't have time to do either. So I was looking to sell it. Now, there was a lot of offers. Now, there were some folks who wanted to get it, but they didn't want to pay for it. And it was worth something. Countdown had 13 stations, so it's already syndicated. The Hall of Fame is worth something as well. They both come with websites, or website addies, I guess you could call them. They all got WWs to them, org and net and com. So all those are with that too. And all I was really looking for is the cost of the upkeep of all the websites and what I initially paid for them to keep them going. That's all I was looking for. I was just looking for money back. I wasn't looking to make a profit or anything. Then I realized that people want what I have, but they want it for nothing. And that ticked me off. I'm like, I'm not going to give it away. I worked too god dang hard for it. It's my butt that got here every day and did all this. We worked too dadgum hard for it. He said, well, Hunter, Steve did the show. He did do the show. But the countdown came from HLE Radio. It was an HLE Radio show that he did. He was the talent, and he put the show together. But the songs, the top 10, came from HLE Radio. I gave him full leeway to do the show. But the show itself is an HLE show. Just Steve was dedicated to do it. That was his ministry. But the show itself was HLE. HLE Radio generated the top 10. Oh, you say, well, he could have got that somewhere else. He could have, but it wouldn't have been the Christian Country Countdown. We own that. Now, I'm not taking nothing away from Steve Robertson. Without Steve Robertson, there would have been no Christian Country Countdown. Because I had wanted to do a Christian Country Countdown. Always. For a year or so, I prayed about it. But I knew I couldn't do it because I didn't have time to do it. I'm already doing a morning show at that time. It was a three-hour morning show, not just two. It's a three-hour morning show, and I didn't have time to do it. So I wasn't going to do it. And then Steve calls one day. It was a Saturday. I wasn't even supposed to Normally, I'm not in the office. That's how much of a God thing it was. I'm like, yeah, brother. It's an answer to prayer. Up until that day, we had barely talked. Maybe a few things on Facebook. Steve ended up becoming a very close friend of mine. We're like brothers. If he wouldn't have done what he did, if it wouldn't have been for him doing the countdown in the last 10 years, there would be no Christian Country Countdown. And that's why I was trying to get rid of it. Because I knew I couldn't do it. I knew there was no way I could even hold a candle to what he did. At the very least, if I even did it, I would be maintaining. Which is what I'm doing. I'm maintaining. And I'm just holding a spot. I am just holding a spot. Either for him to come back or somebody else. But I do believe the reason I had such an issue with this is because we were not supposed to get rid of it. I figured out a way to be able to do it. It's not as good as Steve did it, but it's getting done. And that's the main thing. And I still think that Christian Country needs a Hall of Fame. It really does. There are some guys that need to be honored, but it's going to take more than me to do it. In fact, I would like to see it done down here in Jennings, Louisiana. That would be what I'd love to see. And I don't even want to be on the board. I really don't. I will be, but I don't have to be. This thing called Christian country music has been so abused. CC to me doesn't even stand for Christian country no more. It stands for circus clowns or clown circus, because that's about what it's turned into. But this music will reach people on a level that's unreal. I've seen it. It's one of the reasons I keep doing what we're doing. Against all odds. If it's not working, honey, why? If radio's not surviving, why you keep doing it? Oh, it's surviving. And going forward, it'll survive better than it did. Because God has showed some things to me. We're going to avoid some pitfalls. Some people pitfalls. No, I'm going to say it like that. Just people pitfalls. Anyway. So the countdown and the Hall of Fame remains at HLE Radio now. I'm hosting it. I should say I'm trying to host it. I'm doing the best I can at it. But I'm praying Steve Robertson gets to come back to it and do it. And I believe he will. Y'all need to just keep Steve in your prayers. God will work this out. I know he'll work it out to his glory one way or the other. I know he will. But as for me, I'm going to keep pressing on. I'm going to continue to do the countdown till the Lord says otherwise. I'm going to keep on doing the radio till the Lord says otherwise. I'm going to keep on telling people about Jesus till the Lord says otherwise. Because the goal is souls. And it always is. Always has been. Always will be. It has to be. Amen. I know this was a little short. But the last one was a little long. But the last one was a little bit longer than usual. So. Hey, listen. Before I go, check out my website. TheHunterLogan.com. Got the new CD on there. Of course, you can get it at Apple and Amazon and all those other Spotify and all the other ones. Can't even think of them. Please check out my YouTube channel. Check out HLE Radio. Make sure and be nice to someone and smile. A lot of times, a smile will do it. Hey, I love you. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.
Oh, preacher now.